Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. And when I say you guys with us, I mean real people, normal, regular people that just use, you know, your takes. I don't need AI. Twice in one show. Well, AI told me. No, I want your opinion. I don't care about AI's opinion. Hugh, did you use AI or just Google?
No, I Google. I was on the computer, yeah. And I Googled the same team twice.
Yeah, I
that's
got you.
That was my fault.
That was a Google. That was a user error more than AI.
Yeah, more than anything.
Yeah, we got some AI discrepancies. Are your phone calls here on all of this, including do you expect Jalen Hurts to play better in the postseason versus what he did in the regular season? Hugh Douglas does. I feel like it's going to be a lot of what we saw here. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get to an update on Hugh's candidacy to be the next head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. But first, let's welcome in our guy, Elliot Shore Parks, who's with us every Wednesday. It's a big week, Elliot. It's a playoff week. How we doing?
Man, it's funny because I asked AI about the 3 interceptions Stafford had against the Falcons, and it told me that he would have had 6 if Hugh Douglas was the head coach.
Wow!
Hey.
So the AI is on your side on that one, buddy.
Well, thank you.
You know, Hugh, you should use that in your interview.
I am. I'm like, did you see what AI said I could do?
That'll get you the job. Yeah. All right, Elliot, let's get into a lot, including we're going to do something. We're going to a little group project. We're going to workshop how we should rank the NFC quarterbacks heading into the postseason. We'll do it together. But let's start with this. Do you expect Jalen to play better in the postseason rather than what we saw over the full course of the regular season?
I think Jalen will be the same player in the playoffs that he is during the regular season, but that's good enough, right? Like, I think that there's this idea he steps up in the playoffs, and I do think there is some truth to that, right? Like, he's obviously had 2 huge Super Bowls. He had a great championship game. But for the most part, if you look at Jalen's career in the playoffs, he's kind of been what he's been in the regular season, which is,
Elliot?
Boy, we lost Elliot.
Wow.
Right when he was about to drop that. Mm-hmm. He was about to drop it like it was
hot. He had
hot.
Some knowledge there, and he was about to. But I mean, I did enjoy what he was saying there, because he was kind of was saying what I was saying earlier, which is it's similar to what he is in the regular season. And if you think that's good enough, that's great.
That rarely happens to Elliot.
What, the phone call dropping?
Yeah, I mean, Elliot's usually pretty sharp.
I know, he's usually spot on with that. Hopefully Elliot's okay. The take police didn't come and take him. Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid he's in the back of a take police car. All right, you know what I'm going to do while we get Elliot back up?
What you got?
Let's check in the Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Do you expect Jalen Hurts to play better in the postseason? Hugh, how do you think the voting came down on this? Yes or no?
88% yes.
Wow, it's pretty close. 84% yes. 16%.
Oh yeah, that's what we do, man. Yeah. That's why you love Philadelphia so much. That's what we do.
What does that mean? Like we believe.
We believe. Mm. Even when we don't have a whole lot to have a leg to stand on.
I like that. Elliot is back with us. All right, Elliot, go ahead. Finish your thought there. You were telling us that, you know, it's good enough, but mostly it's been what he kind of is in the regular season.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe AI cut me off there. But
they're out to get you.
Exactly. No, if you look at Jalen's playoff career, it has mostly been what he has been in the regular season, where I think me and you probably disagree on this, is I think how he's played in the regular season has proven to be good enough to win in the playoffs. Like, there have been plenty of big games Jalen has had in the regular season. He's had games in the regular season as good as his Super Bowl game in 2022. He's had games in the regular season as good as his championship game in last year. Mm-hmm. The difference is obviously those games mean more because they were big games, but Jalen has won big games. So I do think really what we talk about when we say Jalen improving his game in the regular season, or sorry, in the playoffs, is that he's a guy that does not get impacted by pressure, right? So when he has big games, he is capable of playing at a high level, much like he is in the regular season.
Well, I do agree with a lot of what you said there. And I also think the few times he has not played great in the playoffs, Elliot, I never think it's about the pressure. I'm with you on that. I just think he just didn't play well, right? Like, there are some quarterbacks, and maybe we'll talk about them in a few minutes on our quarterback list here in the NFC, that you do wonder in the pressure moment how they're going to play. I don't wonder that about John. I never think the pressure gets to him. He just either plays great or he doesn't. So we shall see. Now, Elliot, I want to unpack something I heard you say yesterday on Tuesdays with Elliot in the afternoon show. And I thought it was interesting because you were kind of going through your confidence level in this team now versus where you were last year entering the postseason. And I believe you said you're more confident in a way in this team than you were last year. So am I right on that? That's where you're at entering the playoffs?
Yeah, I think if we look at how we felt about the 2024 Eagles heading into the postseason last year, and then we think about how we feel about this team, I think there should be more confidence in this team than there would have been in last year's team. Now, I understand last year's team obviously went on and won the Super Bowl. So we now view them as clearly they have accomplished something that this team has not. I understand that. But if you look at the 2024 team heading into the postseason, Jalen hadn't played for 3 weeks. They had not won the Super Bowl, right? They were coming off the last time they were in the playoffs was the epic collapse where they got demolished in Tampa Bay. And this year, if you look at the team, they are coming off winning the Super Bowl. So they are battle proven, right? They have proven they can go and they can do it. Jalen has been playing. He's not dealing with an injury right now. That was a major question last year. And also the path is way easier. This year, the NFC is not as strong as the NFC last year. And the AFC is not as strong as it was last year. Last year, you had all the great quarterbacks in the AFC. The path that the Eagles ended up taking to the Super Bowl last year ended up being the second toughest path ever for a team that has won the Super Bowl. So, like, they did it, and obviously props to them. But I think now, because they have gone through it, this group of players I have more confidence in than I did at this time last year.
All right, I think it's interesting. It's an interesting take. I agree with a lot of it. There's one part, and you didn't relay it just to us, but I feel like I heard you say it yesterday because you were going through the path, right? And the path starts Niners this week. Last year was the Green Bay Packers. You mentioned right. yesterday the one seed you thought was stronger last year with the Lions. I agree with you, even though they were banged up, like they seem scarier than the Seahawks team. I'm with you. I think I heard you say yesterday the Rams this year are not as good as they were last year. That I can't sign off on that. They're way better this year.
Look, I mean, I'm sure you guys can appreciate. You say a lot of things. Sometimes it says one thing, and that's probably not true. You're right. The Rams are better this year than they were last year.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah, they are for sure. But again, like the Eagles' path through the NFC this year, even with the improved Rams, will not be tougher than it was last year. And especially if you include the playoffs. Like, I guess anything could happen. Maybe the Panthers go on a run. Like, you never know. But realistically, the path this year will be easier than the path last year.
I think I agree, except we're more likely to have a road title game, right? That's the one. That's a big difference. But I generally agree with you, Elliot. I think
we also thought that last year, for what it's worth.
We did, but there's two teams in front of them, you know, home field advantage wise.
That's fair. And I guess the Lions being better last year lessened the chances as opposed to Seattle this year being upset.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep. All right.
But I would also say just quickly, are we sure that last year's team is way better than this team? Like, are we sure, right? Because if you look at
offensively,
the two teams,
they are. Offensively.
Well, okay, so they are better. They were a way better running team last year. Absolutely. Jalen did set a career high in passing yards, in passing touchdowns this year, right? The defense, I think, is better. And again, I do think, like, this team has something that last year's team didn't have that isn't quantifiable, which is they have the confidence of having won it. Right? Like last year's team, it was clearly something special going on and they proved to be a very tough team. They did not have the confidence that I think this team has in terms of knowing they can do it. And again, like the passing offense is probably better this year. The defense is better this year. So I'm not so sure that the team last year is way better than this year's team.
All right, Elliot, with that, last year started with a relatively easy win in the first round. I mean, I'm not saying they won by 40, but I never felt that game was truly in doubt. They held the Packers down, and eventually Saquon ran away in the fourth quarter, and they won by double digits. Do you feel it's going to be a similar outcome this year? What's your feeling on Wednesday as we head towards Sunday? Eagles, Niners, they're about a 4.5-point favorite. Do you think this is a comfortable win, or are we all we biting our nails at 7:15 on Sunday?
Well, what's interesting is if you look at the career of Nick and Jalen, they have mostly played in blowouts. Like most of the playoff games, whether for better or worse, have not been close. So I guess in some ways it's probably more likely it won't be a close game. I do think there's a good chance the Eagles win this game comfortably. And I very much understand that 10 minutes into the game on Sunday, I could be sitting here. The offense could have gone three and out three times and we're remembering what it looks like at times to watch this team play. But I also think if you look at the matchups, you look at the line, like I definitely think it is an Eagles line and it is moving to an Eagles, even more into the favor of the Eagles. I just think they're a better team than the 49ers. The 49ers do one thing better than, or really two things better than the Eagles. They pass the ball better and they have fewer penalties. And those are important things for sure. But the Eagles are actually a better running team than the 49ers this year, as hard as that might be to believe. They have a way better defense than the 49ers. They have better receivers. Like, they're at home. Sirianni's never lost at home. Sirianni and Jalen, I should say. So I do think there's a, you know, I feel confident in the game. As of now.
I could tell. Yeah, and I agree with
that's
a lot of your reasoning.
Right,
yeah, I do. All right, Elliot, let's do a little exercise together. So a lot of times during the year, we did a segment where we would power rank the quarterbacks. And it was typically a Hugh Douglas segment because he had some wild rankings. Who'd you have in there in your top 10?
I had Tyler Shuck.
Well, you might have been right about that. He might be.
Tyler Shuck.
No, yeah, bad news for Tanner McKee, I'll say that.
Yeah, that Saints job might be locked
your
up.
Your worst hits are Brissett, Snoop Huntley, Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler is all time bad.
They were not bad hits. Thank
they
you very
benched
much,
Rattler to get to Shuck.
There are no bad hits.
It was really bad.
Well, it was a week to week thing.
Mm. Okay.
You're a big fan of NFC South quarterbacks there.
Yeah. Well, he wants to be a coach that division. So, you know, he's got familiarity.
Yeah,
all right, Elliot. Let's do this together. Seven NFC quarterbacks enter the postseason. Now, we can workshop the criteria. I think we need to weigh pretty heavily for this ranking, how they're playing right now, like entering the postseason. But the seven quarterbacks in order of their seeding are Sam Darnold, Caleb Williams, Jalen Hurts, Bryce Young, Matthew Stafford, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love. All right.
You're talking about, okay.
Just the NFC, right? Okay. So really, let's figure out where we think Jalen Hurts belongs entering the postseason quarterback power rankings. Can we knock out a few things we all agree on? Do we all agree Bryce Young is last?
I would mostly agree with you. Again, like, I do think there's something to be said for unproven a little bit over proven failure, but I would probably put Bryce Young last.
You with that? We would put Bryce Young last?
We can put Bryce Young
last. Okay, let's put Bryce Young at seven. So let's work from there. Bryce Young.
He's writing them down.
Oh, I am. I'm a visual person. I'm working on my.
So you're
coach.
Working on the transcript.
Are you a visual person?
I'm working on my coaching acumen.
Okay,
great.
I'm working on this
because the Stafford thing earlier did not go well.
No, so we don't
live in the past around these.
It was 30 minutes ago.
We made a mistake, and now we're moving forward.
All right, so this is, you're the person of record for this. You're writing it down. All right, Bryce Young. It's
Scribe Douglas over here.
Describe.
You're
right. All right, can we agree? Matthew Stafford is number one.
Yes, I had him at number one already.
Elliot?
Yes, I think you could probably. If you're weighing off this year, yes, I think he's number one.
That was a little bit of a hesitation.
I know. I heard a little hesitation.
Well, there should obviously be hesitation. Like, no, the closest comparison here is 1 and 2, and then after that, there's a gap. But 1 and 2 are the closest here.
Okay.
I mean, they are. Jalen just won the Super Bowl last
actually,
year.
Actually, I think there's a closer gap between Hurts and Purdy than Hurts and Stafford.
Oh, I disagree. I mean, Jalen beat Stafford every time he plays him. He just won the Super Bowl last year. He did have a career high in passing touchdowns for what it's
worth.
What
was that, 25?
Well, it's still a career high. I don't know what you want me to say. How many did Purdy throw?
He threw 20 in 8 games.
Yeah, so he's hurt a lot. That seems like a negative to me. Sure. Last time he played a playoff game here, he got hurt. You have to take that into consideration.
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking about building a team. I'm talking about ranking the players right now.
Yeah, so if I had to go into a playoff game with a quarterback, I would feel most confident Jalen would stay healthy out of the three we're talking about.
Can I put one caveat in this ranking? Mm-hmm. For me, I think it's important to talk about this year.
I agree.
You know, because there's going to be some people that are going to get penalized for their past in this ranking. So I think to be fair to everybody. Because that's what we're doing with Bryce Young and Matt Stafford. We have to keep it to this year. So pedigree can't be a part of the equation.
Right now. Enter the postseason.
This sounds like setting up a Sam Darnold test.
Oh, no, it's not.
I don't even know where Hugh's going with this.
I just feel like, because Sam Darnold's going to get dinged for his past playoff performances. Right?
Performance.
Okay.
Performance.
Jordan Love is going to get dinged because of his past playoff performances. Caleb Williams is going to get dinged
for not playing in the playoffs. Same thing with Bryce Young. Yeah.
So it's. I think to be fair to all of these because this is a new regime. This is a new look. Brock Purdy's been in the playoffs, so you're going to automatically. He's going to be probably in that top four range because he's been in a Super Bowl. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's all. That's okay. All I'm saying.
All right. So Elliot, you'd put Hurts 2, no doubt.
Yes, Hurts would be 2 for me.
Even though the way he played this season.
Yeah, look, again, he had bad stretches for sure, but I also think we're maybe going a little extreme here in how bad he was.
Well, like, it was pretty mediocre.
Well, but I'm saying, but he carried them to a few key wins. The offensive line was not good. He had no running game to help him. And I know we'll say, well, he should have done better passing, and I agree. But a lot of quarterbacks would struggle with a bad offensive line and no running game to help them.
Totally agree.
So, I mean, again, in the larger ranking of every quarterback, I think he would not be two. But in the NFC, or, you know, in the NFC quarterbacks, he should be.
Hurts two, or would you put someone else two entering the playoffs?
This is where hard is hard, because I hear everything Elliot's saying. But when I think the fact that you have some quarterbacks that have been able to score more points. And granted, I have to give Jalen the props for being a quarterback that has had the toughest schedule. And a lot of other teams that we're talking about, schedule wasn't as tough.
And he's been healthier now. It's a fair point by Elliot. I mean, Love's been banged up with a concussion. Purdy missed half the season.
He's been pretty consistent.
I think that's fair to bring up, yeah. So, all right. Who's it between for you at two? Is it Hurts and Purdy, or would you put someone else in the conversation?
I don't want to ding Sam Darnold for being Sam Darnold, but
14 wins. Wins matter.
Yeah, but Jalen Hurts, when you talk about the seeding and the schedules and everything, we made a big to-do about the schedule this year. And even though Jalen has had an up-and-down year because we're boots on the ground here, I mean, damn, he did win a lot of games, and they are in the playoffs.
Sounds like you're leaning to Hurts at two.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go with you guys. Hurts two. Is Purdy three, Elliot?
I would probably put Purdy three, but I would consider Caleb Williams here. I think Caleb Williams, like, I would rather play a Brock Purdy led team than a Caleb Williams led team. But I think the lack of playoff experience has to matter. I agree. And you know, for what it's worth, if you look at Purdy's resume overall, like, he's not that different than Jalen in the way that he's 30-15 as a starter.
I agree.
In the playoffs, he actually has the lowest all-time interception rate for a passer, with 171 attempts and only one interception. So he also takes care of the ball. But man, I'm impressed by Caleb Williams. I think he has more skill. I would still probably go Purdy three, though.
I am with you. That's why when I was saying Hurts and Purdy, like, I think they're grouped together. Like, they're both good, and they're both
so
good.
But the difference is
Jalen has a ring and Purdy does not.
Yeah, like, we're putting Purdy at three.
Purdy at three. Okay. All right. So Stafford, Hurts, Purdy. We have Bryce Young at seven. That means we got to figure out 4, 5, and 6. And the three quarterbacks we have left are Sam Darnold, Caleb Williams, Jordan Love. What would you do next, Hugh?
I would say, just off the top of my head, because I'm trying to be fair and balanced in this. Because he's an unknown and he's a wild card, I'm leaning Caleb Williams a little bit more because he has a tremendous skill set. And we saw that firsthand.
I mean, let's be real. He might be one or two on this list soon. He's improving pretty quickly here.
And the one thing that jumps out to me is how much he's been able to absorb in a short period of time.
Yeah. All right. You want to go Williams next?
Yeah, I'm going to go Caleb.
Elliot, you good with that?
I'm good with Williams next, yeah.
All right, that means we have two quarterbacks left to rank. That is Jordan Love, and it is Sam Darnold.
I think if you're asking me again, Jordan Love has to be, to me, five. Now I'm a ding Sam Darnold for what he's been in the playoffs.
I think Love
the number one seed quarterback is six.
Yeah, I think Love kind of stinks.
That's fair.
I would put Darnold ahead of Love here. And as you guys know from talking to me throughout the season, not a Darnold guy. But is anyone living off of two playoff games more than Jordan Love is? He's hurt all the time. Fair. The Packers constantly underachieve. Like, I agree, he's had more playoff success than Sam Darnold, and that is very meaningful to me. It is. But Sam Darnold has been so much better than him the past two regular seasons.
Okay.
I would guess that's fair.
I'm with you. You know what?
That's fair.
I kind of like the way we got through this together. This was a fun exercise. So the quarterback rankings in the NFC.
I'm proud of you guys.
So the three of us.
We worked together. Teamwork.
Stafford 1, Hurts 2, Purdy 3, Caleb Williams 4, Sam Darnold 5, Jordan Love 6, Bryce Young 7. You like how we did that, Elliot?
Yeah, and I got to say, like, Hugh, when you apply for the Falcons job, you should show them this call. Like, the way you had us all working together,
yes.
You navigated it, you compromised. Listen,
he was distracted by having to write it all down.
Well, it's important to take notes.
To be honest, Kyle, I was focused because I had to write it all down.
That's my point.
Maybe we should get you to write more during these shows.
Elliot, I'm going to be at the meetings with fidget spinners and whatnot.
He's not as a head coach, kid. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a great rest of the week, and we will see you Sunday at the Link. It's going to be a fun day.
Yes, sir. Can't wait. Talk to you guys soon.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks. I like that. You know, that was a really...
It was
a grown-up
very
exercise.
Grown-up. I agree.
There were pivot points where I thought it was going to go off the rails, but we kept it together.
You thought I was trying to, you know.
Look, I could have hounded him for the hesitation on Matt Stafford.
I know. And Hurts is obviously closer to Purdy than Stafford.
Sure.
Let's
Yeah.
I didn't want Harp.
I think where it gets interesting is if you throw the AFC quarterbacks into the mix.
Where he's ranked in.
Because then you have Josh Allen, you have Drake May, who's MVP probably.
Then what?
I mean, then there's Herbert, who's there.
See, that's what I thought we were doing. To be honest.
Well, that'd be a lot.
Yeah, that's probably, a lot. Like,
I didn't think we could handle us as a team 14.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Well, no. Yeah,
too many.
We would have gone past 2 o'clock.
Yeah, we can't do that. All right. Let's go to Elijah in Delaware. Hey, Elijah.
Hey, how you doing today, Joe?
Good, Elijah. What's up?
Yeah, I was just calling because one of the callers earlier, you guys were going back and forth about how many quarterbacks were better than Jalen Hurts.
That was the artificial intelligence call we got, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I kind of didn't disagree with him, but I just think that Jalen Hurts, he's top two just because of everything he's had to go on through. You know, he can't have a steady OC. You know, he's always not always hurt, but, you know, he's always banged up because of the player he is. You know, just a few little things that these other quarterbacks, you know, they don't really do. They can't win in the playoffs as much as Jalen Hurts. You know, it's just a few things. But I truly think that Hurts is going to get it done this year. He's coming in very healthy. Maybe the O-line isn't so good, but I think if he just does him and throws the ball to A.J., Goddard, and Smitty, we can get it done.
Well, they can. I mean, I with this defense, if he plays well, they got a great shot to make some noise here. I mean, I think they're going to beat the Niners, and then if they have to go to Chicago, I think they could win that football game. I mean, Elijah, he's certainly capable, and I hope he plays. And Elijah, good phone call. I hope he plays as well as everyone thinks he's going to take this jump. I mean, the top two thing, I'll just leave that to the side. Top two is a lot.
I'm thinking about it.
You good?
No, I'm workshopping what he was saying and talking about. It's a lot of hoping.
Well, one thing that he did bring up,
and that was a lot of hope.
That is good. I think it's a good point to bring up. This is probably the healthiest or one of the healthier times Jalen's ever walked in the postseason.
I mean, it definitely is. There's no like injury to be reported on or anything.
Yeah, he's been pretty healthy.
So 20, I mean, there was the finger, the concussion, the knee,
the ankle in 21.
Right.
Yeah,
so I had to give him some more money at the end of this one.
Well, why are you doing that?
I'm just being honest.
But then you force me to say no, and then everyone's more angry at me.
Well, I mean, they're going to be angry. Joe, listen, let me tell you. The one thing I figured out about this conversation, because nobody listens. I mean, I love you. Mm-mm. And I love everybody that's an Eagles fan, but nobody listens to what's being said. That has been proven on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
So anytime Jalen's name is brought up, somebody's grinding an axe from something that has been said weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not relevant to the conversation. That's the unfortunate thing about having these conversations.
Yeah, and you save that take for a couple weeks from now that they have to pay Jalen Hurts more.
Oh, they're going to pay.
Should not. All right, 215-592-90. No. That is the phone number. All right, we got some people on the phones who want to politely disagree, hopefully not with AI and just with their brains. We'll get to you guys coming up next. And before we go, we got to get to you people. And it's been a pretty big AI day around here. Well, a listener apparently asked ChatGPT how Hugh could win 10 games as the coach of the Atlanta Falcons. We'll go through that next. The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilios. We're getting closer and closer to Sunday, 4:30, Eagles and the 49ers.
Today was an eventful day, man.
It was. I actually think, you know, there's a lot of Elmas this show. I'd love to have Jason on for an hour, talking through the matchups.
I always love having Jason on.
Always. I thought the three of us, me, you, and Elliot, really put together a pretty big list there of the NFC quarterbacks.
I think it came off the rails when we had the AI.
Yeah, well, that was that. And there was all the Jalen Hurts conversation, which went exactly as I thought it would go, and the people couldn't handle, you know, reality.
No,
but it's okay, and that's not a big deal. All right, where do you come down on Hurts? Do you expect him to play better here coming up in the postseason? Let's grab one phone call, though, and then we want to get to, speaking of AI, someone asked AI how Hugh Douglas could win 10 games with the Falcons next year. We'll get to that, but I just want to talk to our guy Mark in Jersey up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Mark.
What's up, Mark?
All right, let's get to it.
Let's do it.
Will Jalen Hurts be better?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, he will be better.
Of course.
Has he been good this year? Has he been very good this year?
No.
Absolutely, he's been good this year. Let me tell you something.
He hasn't, but sure.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Let me tell you something. The offensive line has been dog water all year long, and everybody sloughs over it. Yeah, they touch on it for a second, and then they turn right to Jalen. They touch on it for a second, then they turn right to Jalen. The O-line has been dog water, garbage, Ugats, whatever you want, a language you want to talk about. They have been bad, and you guys touch on it, and then you go right to Jalen. Jalen's got 25 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. That is fantastic.
It's not.
Not only that, took him to week 6. Week 6 to get his first interception. He didn't get his first interception until week 6, and pretty much all of his interceptions were in one game. He had one bad game, and they almost won that one.
He had 5, but we'll just go with your math. I mean, you just go with your math.
25
passing touchdowns is outstanding. What decade are you in?
Okay, all right, Joe. How about this, Joe? Let me break it down for you. Devontae Smith, 1,000 yards. A.J. Brown, 1,000 yards. Dallas Goddard, 11 touchdowns.
The offense has been great.
Responsible for all of that.
Mark,
who threw it to them people? Did they throw it to themselves?
May I ask you a question?
He got a point.
May I ask you a question with all the statistics you're throwing at us that you think are wonderful?
Well, you know, I come
Why
with facts,
don't
so
they score more points?
Yeah.
Say it again?
Why don't they score more points?
Well, the 3-and-outs have been a problem.
Oh.
The 3-and-outs have been a problem.
Who's the quarterback?
Just a minor
is the quarterback the same quarterback for the 3-and-outs, or is he only out there for the other drop passes?
Not really. How come Saquon Barkley has to dodge 4 people in the backfield before he even gets the ball? It's the old line. Like I said, you got to listen.
I'm trying.
The old line has been garbage
You've given me zero reason why he'll be better in the playoffs other than regurgitating stats that we all could look up and aren't that impressive anyway. But why?
Well, his stats are very good.
If he continues to not
turn the ball over
just not
and
very
goes
good.
25-6, that's going to get us a win.
I don't know. We did this recently, Mark. I don't know. Do you watch the rest? Honest question. Not facetious. Do you watch the rest of the league?
It's disrespectful when you say it like that.
Because
I watch the rest of the league.
How could you tell me his stats are impressive when compared to the rest of the league? They're not.
Because they don't win, Joe. What don't you understand?
Who doesn't
Those
win?
Other guys
who doesn't
are
win?
Losing.
Who does? Who
they lose?
Who?
Joe,
who?
Joe,
who's
Joe,
losing?
Joe,
who?
Joe.
Who's? Who? Okay. Give me the guys Joe. That have better stats than
All
that
right,
are losing.
Joe.
Linda.
If a team is losing, what do?
I asked you a question. I asked you a question. Hold on. I asked you to give me the guys that have better stats that are losing. Because as I look at the touchdown passing leaders,
all right.
Other than one, and I got one.
Allen's stats are not as good.
Josh Allen.
And he doesn't have.
Hold on a second.
Josh Allen's
team won more games than Jalen Hurts' team.
His stats stink. Donald's stats stink.
Like
he's got like 15 interceptions.
He's peeing here. Nothing you said. He just sprinted past all.
No, because this is my favorite part. You say something that is just illogical. I question you on it, and you just sprint past it. Most of the quarterbacks that have as many or more touchdown passes are also winning games.
Not like us.
Not like us? The Eagles
were the last 3 years.
No.
You're not going to get away with that.
Nobody's talking about the last 3 years. This year, Mark.
He's underwater.
I am surprised you are alive after these. I mean, you're just getting beat up every time we do this. I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right. Answer me this.
Y'all crazy.
Has the O-line been a problem?
Yes.
Yes.
Has it been a big problem? Not just like, okay, yes. No. Has it been a big problem?
Hold on.
Come on, Joe.
No.
Be honest.
It has dropped from number one in the league to probably somewhere between 10 and 15. Not bad.
Between the merry-go-round of people in and people out finding out that Fred Johnson is a backup for a reason, and I don't know how somebody made an all-pro this year or Pro Bowl. That was with Cam. It has no right. I mean, come on now. It's bad, and that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with the O-line, and it ends with the O-line. Jalen Hurts has done a yeoman's job considering that garbage that's been in front of him this year.
Oh, my God.
And that needs to be really addressed.
So it has to be addressed. Would you say, Mark, like last year when the O-line was great and Saquon was great, that Jalen wasn't really responsible for because he had all those great players around him? Would that be fair?
oh, that's the biggest cut. It's either, that's
but wait,
that
no,
fool.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's
but,
that
well, okay, but that's fine. But you're telling me he doesn't deserve the blame this year for the struggles because everything's been bad around him. Isn't that just the opposite of he doesn't deserve the credit because all the things are great around him?
I do not agree. Okay?
Of course you don't.
I don't agree with that.
Figured that.
That is part of that Hugh Douglas D-gun.
D-Gun.
Oh, oh,
you and
D-Gun. Wait a minute. How did I catch a stray?
Oh, you know, I had to throw D-Gun in there.
How did I catch a stray?
I haven't heard from him.
Because he's been working.
That garbage report he puts out there. Now he says nothing. You know, where's the lipstick on the pig, D-Gun? Where is it now? Oh, winning covers up a lot. Yeah, winning covers up a whole lot. I mean, and we've been doing it for 2 years. And he said this has been going on for 2 years.
I mean,
be a man, D-Gun. Be a man and step up and tell us where your sources are with that nonsense, because you got no sources
nonsense. Are you mad at the fact that he printed
and
the story?
And why do you always back him up?
I'm just asking. Because
why you always go? This is why you got lumped in.
Mark, are you going to let me finish?
No.
Because he's a damn good reporter. That's why. And if D-Gun, like, this is the truth, Mark, all jokes aside. If D-Gun says something like that, if he goes out there and he says something like that, I know D-Gun well enough to know that he gets it from somewhere. And he's not going to tell me his sources. But there's some credibility to what he's saying.
Mm.
That's why.
Now I understand that. But, Hugh, you got to be honest with me. When you make a story that big, when you come with a story that's that explosive and that big, you got to give it up.
There are some examples in the media today of some big stories that nobody knows
None
where they came from.
None of them ever have names on them, dude.
Come on, man. Stop
it,
Mark.
What are you talking about?
Stop it.
You got to stand behind it.
He's standing behind it.
You don't think he's standing behind it? He doubled and tripled down on it.
Yes, he did. And you're talking about...
Anybody can do that if you don't got to give up your information.
But Mark, that's the whole point of all of it.
It doesn't work like that, Mark.
Well, then let me tell you this.
This is going to be brilliant.
When you do things like that, and you put out a story like that, that gives us as listeners and callers the right to recklessly speculate why you put that out there.
No denying.
So I don't know, D-Gun. You owe somebody some money?
Mark, take a deep breath. All right, so
I'm okay with him saying you're allowed to recklessly speculate.
Me too. I gotta tell you, I like Mark. I do. I mean, as much as he makes me want to jump out a window,
he drives me insane.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really good. I mean, he's really bad. I mean, his points are terrible.
I mean,
terrible points.
Very stubborn,
but he truly believes he's right. Uh-huh. And sometimes you just got to pat him on the back and say, "Good job, Mark."
Bless your heart.
Yeah, sometimes we get lost in our own minds? Do we get lost in the AI? Do we get lost in time?
Yes.
So like, since when is 25 touchdown passes something we're going to put a statue up for? 25?
No, but
Stafford threw 46.
But that's what we do.
The NFL record's 55.
Huh.
I'm supposed to sit here and say,
almost halfway there.
What the hell? They play 17 games. What are you guys talking about? Dan in Phoenixville. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Dan.
Hey.
What's up?
Awesome. You know, it's been a while since I've been able to call you guys because of work, but I just got to say I love you guys and great show so far today.
Thank you, Dan. What are you feeling today?
All right, so here's what I'm feeling, Joe. Mm-hmm. Look, I disagree with your argument. I respect it, right? I think you're doing a good job. You've done a good job doing your research. You've done a good job articulating your argument. But I think the issue with your argument is it's based on it just sounds really analytical, obviously, right? You've done a good job digging up the stats, you know what I mean? You've looked into all this stuff. You've done all these comparisons. But I think you guys were talking about it earlier. The thing about Jalen Hurts is he has these intangibles, right? That, you know, it doesn't – yes, stats matter to an extent, but when it comes down to it, I mean, he's a winner and he's a champion. And I think what's going to happen is that, you know, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl again this year, and I think he's going to play decent in the first two games in the wild card and divisional, and then I think he's going to ball out and be an MVP in the conference championship in the Super Bowl,
like last year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean, he could do that. But in terms of the intangibles, why do we say that? Like, what does that mean?
Because, I mean, if you think about it, look, he's always calm, cool, and collected. You know, he always has a plan. You know what I mean? He executes the stuff that he has to execute when he has to. And he just, in the moment, he's our guy, right? And that's, look, and look, obviously there's a lot of great professional athletes, you know, and everything. Hugh Douglas is one of them, right? But, like, I love you, Hugh. I love Hugh, but I'll tell you guys what, I got a great story I'd like to call back another time.
Okay.
I have a great Hugh Douglas training camp story.
I know.
I figured I should call back in like the summer. I've been meaning to call you guys back the last 2 years, but I've just been so busy.
All right, well,
but
we'll do it soon. And Dan, good phone call. And I get it. But Jalen's always had these intangibles. Like, I don't think anyone questions that, right? Like, he's tough. And I when we had Elliot on, I said, when he doesn't play well, I don't think the moment gets to him. He's not a baby. He's a strong-minded quarterback that's played in huge games. College, pro, Alabama, Oklahoma, Eagles. But sometimes he doesn't play well. That's just true.
The thing that really, like, when we have this conversation, because I get phone calls and texts, and I really need people, and I know some of y'all can't because you can't, you're too emotional mm-hmm. when it comes to this, but I really need people to hear what's actually being said. I ask this every day.
That's,
and I never
I mean,
get
that's
it every day.
What are you expecting?
Because I always get people say, why are y'all killing Jalen? And I ask the question, always ask the question, how are we killing Jalen? How you came in this morning and you asked a simple question. Is he going to – I'm going to paraphrase mm-hmm. a little bit. You asked, would he rise to the occasion?
He's going
to
play better, yeah.
It played better than he did during the regular season. Mm-hmm. Now, we've all – like, you can go look at the stats, people. Jalen Hurts right now, for as well as he played in this tough schedule, this daunting schedule, he's probably the 16th or 15th ranked quarterback in the league.
Yep.
Statistically.
Yes.
That's not elite.
I know.
That's not. And that's a fact for this season. So with that being said, and you starting a conversation like that, how is it bashing him by stating what his performance has been this year?
Well, because people don't like facts that they don't align with. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, I my point is, I don't care. These are the facts. So you just accept them or you don't. I mean, that's the reality of it. Now, we tried AI earlier. A couple callers tried AI. Did not work out great for anybody. Most especially me, who had to take a break and walk out and left the show to Hugh, and then Google got involved and it wasn't.
And Hugh made a mess of it.
But speaking of AI, a listener of ours, and we appreciate this, he ran a query, I guess, a question through AI, asking mm-hmm. them how you, if you got the job in Atlanta, could win 10 games next season. Did mm-hmm. you happen to see this?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so
I mean, but that, and you know what's funny? That was kind of my thought process anyway.
So you know what? I have a thought. I'm going to tell everyone what the AI spit back out, but maybe you just go into your meeting with Arthur Blank, just print this out and hand it to him.
Yeah, I probably will.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
Now, the first one I think is ironic, but I think it's sound. Number one, he builds the team around a dominant defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, but you on record saying defense is a luxury, not a necessity. What do we do with that?
It would still apply mm-hmm. in Atlanta mm-hmm. because they have a young defense.
They're not that,
by
like that,
by the way, had the most sacks in the history of the Atlanta Falcons, more than the Grits Blitz or any other team that had John Abraham on it. I've been doing my homework.
Wow. It sounds like you're prepping.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. I got this pen. You see this pencil I got? Yeah, I'm working, dog, because I know less is more. So I was talking to my team last night, and we were talking about how I'm going to handle this interview, right? Uh-huh. And they said, first of all, when you talk, and listen to the way I'm talking now, Kyle, say slow down a little bit. And talk clear and concise so that way you don't speak in a stream of consciousness.
You've had like 54 years of practice.
And you could be a little bit more articulate. No, you know what the problem is? Most of the time, as I almost got excited, but see, you see me, I calm down. You get excited and you get ahead of yourself and your brain. You know, you start speaking stuff that you really are thinking. And I can't let them see that side of
your mouth ahead of your brain.
I don't like this version of Hugh. Be the real Hugh. I don't like this guy.
I'm going to go into that
meeting. That's AI Hugh.
And I'm going to talk about how I'm going to build this team on the strength of this young defense. That's where I'm going to start at first. And as far as Michael Penix is concerned, we're going to renegotiate, what's his name?
Kirk
Cousins' contract.
They already did that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do that. We're going to renegotiate it again. We're probably going to bring him in.
You're going to renegotiate it?
Yeah, we're going to let him compete for the job.
Number two on the AI overview of what Hugh could do to win 10 games next year if he's the head coach of the Falcons. Number two, he hires an experienced quarterback-friendly offensive coordinator. I'll be Arthur Blank. Hugh, give me some of your candidates to be your OC.
I was thinking the name that immediately pops in my head is Pat Shurmur, because that was I didn't know what other coordinators were going to be available.
Well, you need to do your homework.
Yeah, I didn't do my homework, but when Cliff Kingsbury name popped up,
Kingsbury would be good.
Yeah, he's a white guy. He falls into that white black thing.
I'm aware.
You know, he falls into that. You know, we were kind of workshopping this morning, and there was another name that kind of popped up that I hadn't heard in a while. That was a hot coaching hire a few years ago.
Who's that?
Byron Leftwich. Byron Leftwich might be somebody. You know, old teammate of mine.
Yeah.
That might be somebody that I could, you know, call if needed.
Yeah.
You know, so I have some guys in mind, but, you know, as you know, Byron's black. So that's going to throw off the black-white ratio a little bit.
So you just need to put the scale. You just need to weigh the scale back the other way.
I need to get a white coach. Okay. So, but here's the thing.
There's plenty of us.
I can't have this is where it gets a little hairy. Can't have three black people in positions of power.
Well, I think you can.
I don't think they're gonna let that happen.
Okay. Well,
because Ike's gonna be the OC. I'm gonna be the head coach, and then you got a black offensive coordinator. That's too many black people in the room that have too much say. That ain't nobody going to be comfortable with that, Joe. So I gotta rethink this a little bit.
Listen, I'm fine with whatever the hell staff you put together. All right, number three.
It made you real.
Number three, he becomes a culture-first head coach. Now, this is the part I think you're going to trip up on. He sets accountability standards, no freelancing, no loafing. Clear leadership hierarchy and weekly game plan discipline. Kyle, when you think Hugh, do you think accountability,
no
loafing, and discipline?
No. Like actually the opposite of all three.
What do you mean? This is exactly a new me. No. Look at me. This is a new me.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, and I have to disagree.
Kyle,
yeah.
This is a new me.
Yep.
All right, the last one.
Accountability. Sure, I'm all about accountability.
The final one here before we get to you people. He maximizes the Falcons' skill set, and this is actually sounds like you. The goal isn't fireworks. It's sustained drives and time of possession dominance.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Like controlled. I'm running the ball heavy. Right, he talked about, who was it, Tyler Algier? Got two running backs, two good ones, and Bijan Robinson. And I'm going to play in front of the sticks. Gonna play in front of the sticks.
Sure you are.
And I'm going to limit my quarterback is gonna be more in the vein of like Marcus Mariota when he was there.
I'm gonna bet against your team in every game. Every single game.
Yeah, we're fading.
All right, let's check in with you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Well, I think if we learned one thing today, it's that there's no need to worry. We are a long ways away from AI taking our jobs.
Well, and I may be taking any job based on what I heard today. I mean,
it's been a disaster class by AI today. Yo, that's Hugh Douglas.
I don't know what that means.
I just find it funny.
Every now and then somebody's like, whoa, is that Hugh Douglas?
Yeah, like where has he been? Like he fell off, like I fell off or something.
Pop back up out of nowhere.
Yeah, pop back up.
Douglas needs two new partners.
Oh, we're both out of here?
Yeah, wait a minute, for what?
Well,
the show.
People are not happy.
No.
Speaking of, up yours, Joe Giglio.
That's crazy.
I mean,
up yours is crazy.
I got no retort.
No, up yours is tough.
Yep.
Clearly personal with you guys and Jalen.
Sure, yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
I always ask, what was said on this show
personal?
No,
nothing.
No, I mean, I know it's just, it's an irritating conversation.
I know. Trust me. Yep. You guys have now officially skyrocketed to the top of my dope rankings.
I appreciate it.
I like that this guy has official dope rankings.
Yeah, do they now? I guess they change all the time.
Yeah, they must. Yeah. It must be a fluid thing.
I am honored to be at the top.
I miss when WIP was real.
When was that?
Back when the days of Angelo.
Those are the
the days of Angelo, huh? I heard that. We're pretty tame now. Angelo used to have people walking around showing their boobies at the Wing Bowl all the time. What y'all talking
about?
That
was real. That
old
was
school.
Real. That
old
was
school.
Real radio.
Yep. Yes, that's right. Yep.
Jalen's 2-0 in Super Bowls, and Joe doesn't expect him to be great.
Is the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Not, that might be AI, by the way, because 2-0 in Super Bowls is not true. Not true. Yep.
I missed that.
How would you like it if we graded you, Joe?
You do it every day. Isn't this what the segment is?
We get evaluated every
month. And we get dragged.
Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of that, shut your stupid mustache up, Kyle.
That's for you.
Yeah, of course. This bozo really thinks he could be a head coach, huh?
That's for you. That one's for you.
He does. I'm going to let that one go.
You know, maybe it is a new Hugh. One more thing that we might need to play back because this slipped through the cracks earlier, but kind of a gem from Hugh.
I've played with guys.
Maintaining rhythmic ball play.
I've played with guys. You're so childish, man. I hate you for that one.
I feel like if you really want the trifecta of drops, you got to find the old Embiid one. Remember when he wanted to play him until he read him until he said no?
Oh, wait.
I would have rolled him until he told me no. I've played with guys.
That is crazy.
Maintaining
rhythmic ball play.
Rhythmic ball play.
It's the rhythmic part. It's just so.
Well, it's the Jalen pause as if he knows what he's saying and he's like, oh, I'm here anyway. What are you going to do?
Maintaining rhythmic ball play.
That is great. I played with guys. Y'all are childish, man. I can't.
You were the one that started giggling about that before any of us.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. All right, we appreciate you people, as always. All right, let's, I guess we got to go. Well,
we got to go.
Yeah, well.
You were about to do something else.
Well, no, I was going to take another call, but we got to move on. We got to hand it off to the afternoon show, so we will do that. All right, everyone waiting on hold, we're sorry we didn't get to you. A lot of people wanted to yell at me today, so I'm sorry we didn't get to you if you wanted to yell at me. We will talk tomorrow on a Thursday. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show up next, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.